The Star and the Shamrock, written by Jean Granger, narrated by Siobhan Waring. This book is dedicated to all the brave parents who entrusted their precious children to the kinder transport, and to my own darling girls, Aileen and Siobhan, who I held a little higher as I researched this book. Prologue. Belfast, 1938. The gloomy interior of the bar, with its dark wood booths and frosted glass, suited the meeting perfectly. Though there were a handful of other customers, it was impossible to see them clearly. Outside, on Donegal Square, people went about their business, oblivious to the tall man who entered the pub just after lunchtime. Luckily, the barman was distracted with a drunk female customer and served him absent-mindedly. He got a drink, sat at the back in a booth as arranged, and waited. His contact was late. He checked his watch once more, deciding to give the person 10 more minutes. After that, he'd have to assume something had gone wrong. He had no idea who he was meeting. It was safer that way. Everything on a need-to-know basis. He felt a frisson of excitement. It felt good to actually be doing something, and he was ideally placed to make this work. The idea was his, and he was proud of it. That should make those in control sit up and take notice. War was surely now inevitable, no matter what bit of paper old Chamberlain brought back from Munich. If the Brits believed the peace in our time that he promised was on the cards, they'd believe anything. He smiled. He tried to focus on the newspaper he'd carried in with him, but his mind wandered into the realm of conjecture once more, as it had ever since he'd had the call. If Germany could be given whatever assistance they needed to subjugate Great Britain, and his position meant they could offer that and more, then the Germans would have to make good on their promise. A united Ireland at last. It was all he wanted. He checked his watch again. 5 minutes more, that was all he would stay. It was too dangerous otherwise. His eyes scanned the racing pages, unseeing, then a ping as the pub door opened. Someone entered, got a drink, and approached his seat. He didn't look up until he heard the agreed-upon code phrase. He raised his eyes, and their gazes met. He did a double take, whatever or whomever he was expecting. It wasn't this. Chapter 1. Liverpool, England, 1939. Elizabeth put the envelope down and took off her glasses. The thin paper and the Irish stamps irritated her. Probably that estate agent.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?